कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय सर्वभक्ताय
पंखा इतना निकट मत लगा और ऐसे ठंड है हाँ उसी में हो जाएगा। आज सुखदेव जी का आविर्भाव तिथि है और सवेरे हम लोगों ने आरंभ किया। एक तरह से आज झूला समाप्त हुआ। ब्रज के लोग दुखी थे झूला समाप्त होने से, इसलिए उन्होंने कुछ ऐसी बलदेव जी का को आविर्भूत कराया। बलदेव जी आए और फिर लोग उसी में लग गए। इसके बाद ही में जन्माष्टमी आई और फिर लोग उसमें रहते। ब्रज में नए नए उत्सव होते ही रहते। एक जीवन जिसमें दुख तो नहीं है, दुख कुछ नहीं है, वो अच्छा है कि जिस जीवन में तरंगे आती रहती और उत्सव होता रहता है वो जीवन अच्छा है। यही मुक्ति की स्थिति में दुख तो नहीं है किंतु नित्य उत्सव गोकुल जैसे होते हैं ऐसा, इसलिए आदमी ये सब चाहता है कि बीच बीच में होता रहा जीवन में, इसलिए उत्सवों की व्यवस्था की गई। तो अभी सवेरे में उनके संबंध में हम लोगों ने कुछ कहा, अभी संक्षेप में 15-15 मिनट वक्ता लोग बोलेंगे। श्रीमान रसानंद ब्रह्मचारी जी पहले बोलेंगे, इसके बाद में और लोग। चरित्रों के ऊपर में विचार करके चलना चाहिए। ये जहां अवज्ञा हो गई, जड़ हिल गई, भक्ति की निष्ठा की हिल गई, तो फिर नित्यानंद प्रभु के प्रति यदि किसी की अश्रद्धा हो गई, कभी किसी भी जन्म जन्मांतर में भी भक्ति होगी नहीं हो सकती है। ये सब शिक्षाओं को ग्रहण करना, नहीं तो हमारा जन्म जन्मांतर नष्ट हो जाएगा। और भी नित्य बलदेव प्रभु जी की बहुत महिमाएं हैं। अरे श्रीपाद अरण्य महाराज जी कुछ उनके संबंध में बोले। श्रीमान अरण्य महाराज टू विल स्पीक समथिंग नॉट मोर देन 15 मिनट्स।
We see that when Balde Prabhu was in Braj, at that time he did did not take up half a morsel. That means his plow and his club. Why? Because these weapons of Bhadrapada, they manifest at the time when he has Aishwarya power, some the mood of opulence. So just as Krishna, being in Vrindavan, did not take up chakra or any other weapons, but rather when Putana came, how did Krishna liberate Putana? Only by acting like a baby, sucking her breast. So many other demons came, but Krishna never took up weapons. So in the same way, as Krishna does not take up his weapons in Braj, similarly, Baldev Guru does not take up his weapons in Braj. Baldev has his weapons when he performs his lila in Mathura and in Dwarka. That Baldev Guru, who is in Mathura and Dwarka, his name is Sankarshan, and he is Vasudev Nandan, Lord Rohini Nandan Baldev Guru. That very Baldev, he has appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. And towards the end of his manifest pastimes in this world, Nityananda left his sannyas and accepted two wives. Also, he accepted so many different ornaments and fragrant oils. So, to do his activities, this is quite against dharma for an ordinary living entity. And because of this, the Kanishtha Adhikaris, the neophyte devotees, they may not have proper faith in Nityananda Prabhu. Advaita Acharya, he rejected so many of his sons because they didn't accept Baldev Guru. And all of our acharyas, they have all accepted him. Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Srila Vishnu Chakritakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all acharyas to this day, they have glorified Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Srila Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, whose scholarship and realization is unparalleled, also glorified Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur has glorified him so much in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata. So if all the great personalities and realized devotees, they can never give up Baldev Prabhu, then how is it that we can have any doubt in him? Sri Nityananda Prabhu, all these great acharyas, they consider that Nityananda Prabhu is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Dvitiya Prakash. So there is a teaching in this pastime. The teaching is that if one will have any doubts in Nityananda Prabhu, any doubt in Baldev Prabhu, then he'll not be able to make any progress in spiritual life. And the power of Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu is manifest in this world in the form of Sri Gurudev. So Sri Gurudev gave illustration. Once some disciples, neophyte disciples of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, they became upset with him. They had some doubt in him because they wanted to meditate on Astakali Lila, but he told them, oh, you should water eggplants and collect firewood and grow vegetables. So they became upset and they approached Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and they wanted to accept him as Shiksha Guru, and they made complaints to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur about their Gurudev, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he chastised them for not having faith in Guru and explained that they should follow the order of Guru. This will be beneficial for them. So if anyone, they have even a little doubt in Baldev Prabhu, in Nityananda Prabhu, or in the Sri Guru Pada Padma, then after countless, endless lifetimes, they will not make any progress on the path of pure bhakti. This is a summary of Srila Gurudev's glorification of Sri Baldev Prabhu. Now Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak a few words about Baldev, Sri Baldev Thakur. So taking the dust from his lotus feet upon my head, I try to delineate how Sri Baldev Prabhu has been glorified by our Guru Bhargava. You know that Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Pad, he wrote, Radha Krishna aichi sada ekhi swaroop, lila ras aswadite dhare dui roop. By swaroop, Radha and Krishna, they are one. Yet, to relish the, to taste the mellows of pastimes, they have assumed two forms. So similarly, as Radha and Krishna are non-different from each other, see, Baldev Prabhu is non-different from Krishna. But Krishna has become Balde Prabhu. To relish so many ecstatic loving moods. Keshav Adrita Haladara Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare. Keshav, Krishna himself, has become Sri Balde Prabhu. Sri Brajendranandan Shama Sundar, Gopinath, Radhakanta, Radharaman. In Vrindavan, this original form of Krishna is called Swayamrup. And this Swayamrup has his Swayam Prakash manifestations. These Swayam Prakash manifestations are of two types. That is called the Prabhav Prakash and Vaibhav Prakash. When Krishna is performing Rasa Lila, that Krishna is standing next to Srimati Radhika. This is Swayamrup. And who will dance with so many other gopis? This is Swayam Prakash. Specifically, the Swayam Prakash having two parts, Prabhav Prakash and Vaibhav Prakash. So when Krishna manifests himself in so many forms, which are all identical to him, in mood and in appearance, that is called the Swayam Prabhav Prakash. But when Krishna himself manifests his own form with a slight variation in complexion or in mood, then that manifestation is called Vaibhav Prakash. So that is the identity of Sri Balde Prabhu. The Vaibhav Prakash of Krishna. No different from Krishna, but some speciality in his complexion and in his mood. What is the speciality in complexion? Krishna is Shambharna, Balde Prabhu is, it has fair complexion. Krishna, it has Sevya Abhiman. He is Vishay Vigraha. And Balde Prabhu, he has Sevaka Abhiman. He wants to serve Krishna in all ways. We see that Balde Prabhu, when we look at his mood, he has Sankula Rati. There are many different types of Rati, or Staibhav. And they are Sri Krishna Vishaya Rati. Krishna is the object of that Rati. Santarati, Dasarati, Rati, Sakyarati, Vatsalirati, and Madhurya Rati. This Rati has many types, Mukhirati, Donarati, Rati, Pratarati, Swatarati. And one type is called Sankula Rati. Sankula Rati means when more than one type of Mukhya Rati is manifested at the same time, then that is called Sankula Rati or congested Rati. So this Taibhav of Sri Balde Prabhu is Sankula Rati, congested Rati, because in his heart, his current mood towards Krishna has some Dasa mood, Sakya mood, and because he is the older brother of Krishna, also Vatsalya Bhav is there in Balde Prabhu. So Balde Prabhu, he is manifested in many ways in order to serve Krishna. In Braj, there he is Rohini Nandan Balde. But in Mathura and Dwarka, there he is Sankarshan, that is the Vasudev Nandan, or Devaki Nandan Balde. There, this form, he is called Mool Sankarshan. And from this Mool Sankarshan comes Mahasankarshan. And from Mahasankarshan comes Mahavishnu. And from Mahavishnu comes Shesh. So in all of these ways, Baldev is serving. He is so eager to serve that he will serve in Shantaras, in the form of the Dham and the paraphernalia of all the Sheshayi Tattva in the various realms of Braj, Mathura, Dwarka, and Vaikuntha. And in Dasaras, he is serving. In Sakyaras, in Vatsalyaras, and also became Ananga Manjari to serve in Madhurya Rasa. Balde Prabhu is so eager to serve Krishna in all ways. Even he's become his paraphernalia, his ornaments. In the form of the earrings on Krishna's ears, he's always affectionately kissing the cheeks of Krishna. So there's no end to Balde Prabhu's desire to render service to Krishna. So Balde Prabhu, he's performed many, many pastimes. But one pastime is extremely difficult to understand. What is that? When Krishna left Vrindavan and was staying in Dwarka, at that time, Balde Prabhu came from Dwarka and he returned to Brajamandal on a mission to pacify the separation feelings of the residents of Vrindavan. So at that time, Balde Prabhu at Ram Ghat, he also performed Ras Lila. So our...
Why he did?
Something. So Srila Buddha is ordering me to explain why he did this. So I attempt to explain what I heard from the lotus mouth of Srila Buddha. And also, Srila Nityalila Parishnam Vishnupad Sishimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur has written a very extensive commentary on this subject in his Tika to Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. So in Sri Giri Govinda, there, Jagat Goswami Pad, he has glorified Baldev Prabhu. Vahasi Vagosi Vishade Vasanam Jaladaram Arahati Biti Milita Yamunabam Kesavadita Haladara Rupa Jaya Jagadish Hare 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 Jaya Jagadish Hare. At that time of performing Rasalila in Braj, Baldev Prabhu, he took his plow and he called Yamuna, come on. But she would not come. So Baldev Prabhu, he became angry, and taking his plow, he began to drag Yamuna. Therefore you can see a big curve in the floor of the Kalindi at that place called Ramghat. So Srila Gurudev, in his Tikaran, Sri Giri Govinda, there he explains that in this pastime, Baldev Prabhu is in the mood of Dilalik Nayaka. Nayaka. Dilalik Nayaka. Why? The Dilalik Nayaka has some qualities. Vidagda Navataranya, Pariyasa Visharada, Nischintya Dhira Lalita, Sapraya Pariyasiva Shaha. Especially Sapraya Pariyasiva Shaha. He's controlled by the love of his beloveds. So even though in other incarnations, such as Lord Ramachandra, in this incarnation, he has tolerated so much separation and problems for himself and his beloved, because he is in the mood of Dhirudata Nayaka. But here Baldev Prabhu is in the mood of Dilalik Nayaka. His qualities is controlled by the love of his beloveds, and therefore he cannot tolerate even the slightest fatigue that they feel. So by glorifying Baldev in this way, Sri Jayadev Goswami has expressed that Baldev, being able to tolerate even the perspiration on the brow of his beloved, he wanted to bring the whole Yamuna so they would be refreshed and their fatigue would go away. So why has Baldev Prabhu performed this Rasalila? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explained, oh, who are these gopis that Baldev Prabhu was dancing with? This is a point of great controversy. So I will try to explain the vichars, the deliberations on this subject, one after another, and in the end give the very vishesh vichar, the special conclusion of Srila Gurudev. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur mentioned that at the time of Sankachud Bhad, the holy leela was going on at the Govardhan. And at that time, some gopis were standing very far away, and they were glancing towards Baldev Prabhu. And Krishna himself, he glanced towards Baldev Prabhu to indicate to him that those gopis, they had some special attraction for him. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, oh, it may be said that those gopis who were specifically attracted to Baldev Prabhu, he has done Rasalila with them. Another explanation has been given that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur described that when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura and Dwarka, there are many gopis in Braj, and they were not old enough to have the opportunity to go and meet with Krishna in Rasalila. But when Krishna left, then they became older and mature, and when Baldev came to Vrindavan, at that time he did Rasalila with them in order to fulfill that desire that could not have been fulfilled because they were too young at the time when Krishna was in Vrindavan. So in this way, various explanations have been given, but especially this is for Loka Sangraha, for the general people. Why? Because general people, being ignorant of Rasa Tattva, they cannot understand what is Rasalila and how it is that Baldev Prabhu can perform Rasalila with Krishna's gopis. Why does Baldev Prabhu perform Rasalila with Krishna's gopis? This is his service. Ordinary people in this world, the Prakrit, Nayak and Nayika, mundane hero and heroine, when they meet together for their own happiness and for their own pleasure. But who is Baldev Prabhu? Baldev Prabhu is Krishna himself. He is Abhina Prakash, non-different from Krishna. But he has the Sevaka Abhiman, He is composed entirely of a sevaka abhiman. He only has a mood. I am the servant of Krishna. Therefore, everything that he does, this is for the service of Krishna. So if Baldev Prabhu has danced and performed Rasleela with Krishna's gopis, this idea should never even enter, not even the shadow of this idea should enter into the mind that Baldev Prabhu has any bhog vritti or any enjoying tendency. He has performed this for the sake of Krishna's service in order to pacify the gopis' separation. Srila Gurudev gave another vishesh vichar, special deliberation. What is that? In this world, if male and female will meet together and enjoy any lusty activities, which are actually the cause of unlimited suffering, then this will be a great sin and they'll have to go to hell. But we see that in the heavenly planets, in Swargalok, there, the residents of Swargalok, male and female, they freely meet together to enjoy pastimes. But they don't have any sin. Why? Because they do not have gross body. So those who have gross body, they will become entangled in sin by meeting with others or engaging in pastimes with many beloveds. They will have so many sins. But in Swargalok, there is no restriction because they have a different constitution, bodily constitution. So if in Swargalok there is no sin in this, then what to speak of the higher planets than Swargalok, Janlok, Mahalok, Kapalok, Satyalok, what to speak of beyond that in Vaikuntha, what to speak of beyond that Ayodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, what to speak of Braj. There cannot be any inebriety or any impurity in Baldev Prabhu's meeting with the gopis of Krishna. Furthermore, Srila Jiva Goswami has given a very special deliberation on this subject. He explained that there are three types of praying. One is called Vivek Shunya praying. One is called Vishranga praying. And one is called Utkantamayi praying. Vivek Shunya praying means that love which is devoid of deliberation, devoid of discrimination. How? Like the trees of Vrindavan, like cows in Vrindavan. When Krishna leaves and goes to Mathura and Dwarka, then the cows, the trees, they have no conception how much time he has gone. They have no calendar. They don't know Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. What are the days of the week? Krishna was gone for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 years. They cannot discriminate on this. And also, when Krishna was in Vrindavan, the trees, they would not see him every day. One day he would go to Jalavan, Madhavan, Kamiran, Kadirvan, Vrindavan, Bandirvan. So they would see Krishna from time to time. So those who have no discrimination, they cannot understand how Krishna has gone away, or when he's coming back, or when I will see him again. So they may feel some separation, but not so high. Then the next level, this is called Vishramba praying. This Vishramba praying is in the hearts of those who have Sakyaras. Those who have Sakyaras, they feel so much separation with Krishna. And in that separation, even they have Spurti, Vipralamba Vispurti, and they see Krishna. Yet those who are in Sakyaras, who have Vishramba praying, they can be satisfied by this spurti, which comes in separation. They think, oh, Krishna is here today. Oh, I am playing with Krishna. I have gone cow grazing with Krishna. And they become somewhat satisfied with this spurti. Srila Jiva Goswami Pada in his Gopal Champu Granta, there he explained that Krishna, he sent a message to the residents of Dwarka, saying that I am going to Kurukshetra. So only those of you who are not satisfied with my spurti, they should come, and others should stay behind. So the coward boys stayed behind, and also the husbands of Gopi stayed behind, and took care of Braj, because they have Shraddha in this Vrtimoy Milan. So the coward boys, they can be consoled somewhat. But those who have Utkantamayi praying, that means those situated in Vatsalya Ras and especially Madhurya Ras, their praying is full of Utkanta, full of eagerness. They cannot be pacified by anything at all. So when Baldev Prabhu came to Vrindavan, he did Rasleela with Krishna's gopis. And why? To pacify their separation. What is this Rasleela? This is not anything bad, this is not anything despicable or anything to be condemned. Rasleela means singing, dancing, playing musical instruments, Van Biha, Jal Keli, Hindo Leela, these things. So Baldev Prabhu, he performed these pastimes. And by doing so, and singing, along with Krishna's gopis, he tried to pacify their separation. So for some time, for a moment, their separation was pacified. But then the very next moment, it increased more and more. And the flames of separation separation became higher than ever before. At that time, all gopis were weeping in separation. Ha Krishna, Ha Natha Ramana Prastha, Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja, O Krishna, where are you? And when Baldev saw this, that he was completely unable to satisfy their separation, then he himself became overwhelmed in separation. He began to weep bitter tears and cry out, O Krishna, why did you leave Vrindavan? And at that time, Krishna chinta niveshena yasya kanti vilokita. When Baldev Prabhu was completely absorbed in separation from Krishna, he became blackish color, shamvarna. And this is why, especially here in Brajamandal, there are famous Baldev, Dalji, the deities, Sri Vigraha of the Baldev Prabhu in Mahavan and in Madhuvan. But his complexion is blackish to remind us of this very high pastime. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, in his commentary on Baldev Prabhu's Rasa Lila, he explained that at that time, seeing the very high separation of gopis, Baldev, he manifested millions of forms. And in one form, he took each gopi to a kunj. And then he cried out to Krishna, Oh Krishna, please come to Vrindavan. And there and then, Krishna in millions of forms, he manifested and took the hands of each gopi. And they went into each kunj and he satisfied their desires to meet with him. So in this way, we see that when gopi's separation was so high, Baldev Prabhu, he called Krishna, and Krishna appeared there, and he met with them. Therefore, this is the example. How Baldev Prabhu is Akhanda Guru Tattva. Why? Because when the disciple, he's doing sadhana bhajan, and serving his Gurudev for a long time, his heart is cleared of anatta. Sambandha Jnana is being raised in his heart. At that time, he becomes full of utkanta, full of eagerness, and in a desperate mood of separation. At that time, Vaishnavera Avedana Krishna Dayamai Eheno Pamara Prati Habina Sadai. When Sri Gurudev, he prays to Radha and Krishna, seeing the intense desire of the disciple, only then the very sweet Madhuramayi Sri Vigraha of Radha Krishna Jugal, Sri Gurudev causes them to manifest in the heart of the disciple. Yasya Prasadam Bhagavat Prasado. Yasya Prasadam Nagati Kutopi. So in this way, we offer Shanda Pushpanjali at the lotus feet of Sri Baldev Prabhu and pray to him to sprinkle his mercy. Nayamatma Hinena Bala Hinena Labyo. Without the strength coming from Sri Baldev Prabhu in the form of his manifestation, Sri Gurudev, no jiva can ever become strong, become free from the clutches of Maya, and become fully determined in the service of the lotus feet of Sri Radha and Krishna. Heno Nita Bina Gai, Radha Krishna Fighting Gai. Manichatam.
What I have told before about Baldev Tattva and about the Rasa Lila of Baldev Prabhu, he told everything. We should try to remember all these things. There should be no doubt at all. हमने जो कुछ कहा था पहले उसको एकत्र करके इसमें कहा, बलदेव प्रभु जी ने जो रास किया यह अनुभव उनका एक था, उसमें डूब करके कृष्ण लीला में चिंतन में वो कृष्ण की सेवा करना चाहते हैं और सब समय सेवा करते हैं। कृष्ण की सेवा बड़ी चीज नहीं है, उनके प्राण बल्ल भी जो गोपियां हैं उनकी सेवा कृष्ण की सबसे बड़ी सेवा है। इसलिए विरह में वो कातर हो रही, प्राण उनके कंठों में है, इसलिए जानबूझ करके कृष्ण ने उनको भेजा उनको सांत्वना दें, इसलिए उनको खुश करने के लिए गोपियों को कृष्ण की इच्छा से उन्होंने गोपियों के साथ में रास किया। रास बुरी चीज नहीं है, जैसे हमने
कहा था वो बतलाया। देवता लोग, गंधर्व लोग अपनी पत्नियों के साथ में रहते हैं, फिर वो पत्नियां उर्वशी दूसरे के पास में जाती हैं, उनका पार्थिव शरीर नहीं, उनका सूक्ष्म शरीर है, इसलिए वहां पर दोष नहीं होता। तो फिर कृष्ण के लिए गोलोक वृंदावन में ये कैसे दोष हो जाता है? इसलिए गोपियों को खुश करने के लिए ही कृष्ण की इच्छा से बलदेव प्रभु जी ने उनके साथ में रास अर्थात उनके साथ में नृत्य गीत और ये सब, जिसे वो भूल जाए। भूल तो उस समय के लिए दो चार मिनट के लिए, एक घंटे के लिए भूल गई जब तक रास होता रहा, और रास खत्म होने के बाद में क्या हुआ? कई बीरा में वो और उत्तप्त हो गई और उनका दुख देख करके बलदेव प्रभु जी भी उसी रूप में निमग्न होकर के वो गौ से श्याम बन गए। इसलिए ये सब चीजों को समझना दुर्लभ होने पर भी वैष्णव के संग में हो सकता है। जो लोग ऐसे वैष्णव संघों को जहां पर इतनी सुंदर सुंदर व्याख्या चल रही है, दुर्भाग्य लोग हैं जो इसे वंचित हो जाते हैं। कृष्ण उन लोगों को सद्बुद्धि दे। ये सब तत्व मैं समझता कि कहां पर आलोचना हो रहा होगा, किसी भी जगह में? मैं समझता हूं कि जगत में बहुत कम जगहों में, बहुत बिरले जगहों में ऐसी आलोचनाएं होती होंगी, ऐसी हरि कथा होती होंगी। आप लोगों का सौभाग्य है ये सब कथाओं को सुनकर। इसलिए गुरु के चरणों में निष्ठा, गुरु परंपरा के चरणों में निष्ठा, अखंड गुरु तत्व नित्यानंद बलदेव प्रभु जी के चरणों में ये अखंड और बहुत ही गंभीर श्रद्धा होनी चाहिए। ये निष्ठा नहीं होने से हम भक्ति राज्य में प्रवेश नहीं कर सकते। हो सकता है कि बड़े बड़े अंधड़ों में, आंधी में पीपल और बट के बहुत बड़े बड़े वृक्ष उखड़ करके गिर जाते हैं, किंतु बेत का पेड़ गिरेगा। ऐसे ही हो सकता है कि कोई अभी कनिष्ठ मध्यम अधिकारी हो, किंतु गुरु में निष्ठा है, वो जिधर हवा आती है उधर ही लचक जाता है, इसलिए वो नहीं उखड़ता। ऐसे गुरु निष्ठा संपन्न व्यक्ति भले ही विद्वान न हो, वेद उपनिषद न पढ़ा हो, वो नहीं उखड़ेगा। और जिनको ये अभिमान है कि हमने चारों वेद उपनिषद पढ़ लिए और मैं बहुत विद्वान हो गया, व्याकरणाचार्य क्या दर्शनाचार्य हो गया, वो जमीन से उखड़ जाएगा। इसलिए बलदेव प्रभु जी के इन सब विषयों में इतना सुंदर मार्मिक विवेचन और जगहों में होना कठिन है, दुर्लभ है। इसलिए अपनी श्रद्धा को, निष्ठा को बनाए रख करके अपना हरि भजन करो गुरु वैष्णव के निर्देश में, तब फिर तुम्हारी निष्ठा नहीं खत्म, अन्यथा सब जीवन से बर्बाद हो। आज यही कह करके सबके लिए मैं श्री बलदेव प्रभु जी के चरणों में निवेदन करता हूं कि वे हम सभी लोगों के ऊपर में कृपा करें, जो उनके प्रति अखंड गुरु तत्व गुरु परंपरा के प्रति हमारी भी वैसे ही श्रद्धा हो और इन तत्वों को हम लोग समझ सकें। यही कह करके आज की सभा का समापन हो रहा है। अब कल हम लोग यहाँ से मथुरा जाएंगे और फिर जन्माष्टमी के आयोजन में तैयारी में हम लोग लग जाएंगे। यहाँ से हम आनंद धाम में जाएंगे, जो जाना चाहते हैं
ना सवाई प्रसाद दोखा नहीं,
सभी भक्त लोग वहीं पर प्रसाद पाएंगे, यहाँ रसोई नहीं बनेगी। नो कुकिंग हियर, आनंद धाम इन द वे ऑफ परिक्रमा वी विल हैव टू गो ऑल देयर एंड फ्रॉम देयर वी विल गो टू मथुरा मॉर्निंग वी विल गो देयर आफ्टर संध्या वी विल रीच देयर
क्या अगर 8 बजे 9 बजे तक जाए पाठ होगा
आफ्टर ब्रेकफास्ट और हरि कथा यहाँ होगी और इसके बाद में तब आप लोग 8 बजे के करीब में वहाँ पर सभी पहुँचेंगे, वहाँ पर भी कुछ हरि कथा होगी और इसके बाद में हम लोग मथुरा जाएंगे, आयोजन में लग जाएंगे, फिर मथुरा में ही जन्माष्टमी के आयोजन तक रहेंगे और जहाँ जन्माष्टमी का आयोजन समाप्त होगा बस राधाष्टमी का आयोजन में हम लग जाएंगे, जब वो खत्म होगी तो हम परिक्रमा के आयोजन में लगे, छुट्टी 1 मिनट के लिए नहीं। इस प्रकार से हमारे गुरु जी का यही प्रोग्राम था, ऐसा ही करते, बीच बीच में चाबी देते थे, तो वही चाबी हम लोगों को मिली है। आप लोग भी इसी प्रकार से जीवन को निर्वाह करके भगवान का भजन वो है तत्ते अनुकंपम सुसमिच्छमाणो भुंजान एवात्मकृतं पिता विद्वात् विदधन नमस्ते जो जीवेत स
पदेश दाय।
तो इसी तरह से आप लोग जीवन निर्वाह करके भगवान का भजन करके अग्रसर हो, हरि कथा में रुचि नहीं होने से हरि नाम भी रक्षा नहीं करेगा, हरि कथा रुचि ले
रुचि रही ले
पंड से ईश्वर
धर्म संस्कृत
धर्म सुनिश्चिता अनुकूल संग विश्व सेन कथा सुज नो दबाद ये गति। हरि कथा में रुचि न हो और वो कुछ दिनों तक नाम का ढंग कर सकता है, सेवा का ढंग कर सकता है, किंतु भाई वो स्थायी नहीं होगा, जब कभी वो हिल जाएगा। इसलिए हरि कथा में रुचि लाओ, बिना हरि कथा के रुचि के अर्चन भी नहीं होगा, सेवा भी नहीं होगी, वो होगी तो 2-4 दिन के लिए, इसके बाद में सब छोड़। इसलिए हरि कथा में रुचि हो गई तो समझो जो अब हमारा जीवन अवश्य वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च
कृपासिन्धुभ्यः।